What's going on, good people? This is PR, and you're now listening to the good guys on Winner's Circle Media. Where the party at, fellas?
Aw, man, what's poppin'? It's your man, DJ Steph Floss.
Mail.
This is episode 2 of the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing, and unlike the last episode, I am actually present for this one. What's popping?
Man, it's hot in Cleveland right now, I'll tell you that.
Now, seriously, I just left the barbershop. By the way, we're on our way to Toronto tomorrow morning, early tomorrow morning, so of course, you know, we had to get to the barbershop and all of that, but my homegirl, she just hit me up. She wanted to go for a run, but she like, it's, I wouldn't advise her going for a run, but and in case y'all don't know, I'm going to just go ahead and be very honest with y'all. The Cleveland Half Marathon was not too long ago. I ran it. I kind of fell a little short. Like, instead of the 13 miles, I had to stop at like 11 and a half. Well, I didn't have to stop. God stopped me. I passed out. I died for like 10 minutes. No, literally, I died for 10 minutes. Came back to life. So when people get to talking about running and they don't think I should run in the weather, I'm like, come on, man, I'm good now. Like, I think she was trying to say that, like, it's too hot, Steph. You might pass out.
She's looking out for your best
interest. Nah, I can do it. I think I might go run after this.
I'm running.
Anyway, whatever.
I run once a year.
And where is that?
Toronto.
We got to run this. We got run with the Winners Run Club. Run this Sunday in Toronto. We're going to do it at 2 p.m. We usually do it a little earlier, but you know, Saturday is going to be a long day. Well, this whole entire weekend is going to be a long weekend for the good guys and the crew up in Toronto. We got a bunch of events going on. We actually just had a long weekend, man. Tell people about this weekend.
Ridiculous. You know your weekend is long when you are excited for Monday. I was so excited for Monday. I had nothing to do Monday because the weekend was ridiculous. Well, we're going to start on Thursday. We do our
That's our weekly. That's when our weekend starts.
Our weekly party is called Good Thursdays.
And I was so excited because I haven't been in Cleveland in like a month. So this is my first Good Thursdays in a while. And that thing was so turned up. So if you're ever in Cleveland, come holler at us at Rumor on Thursday. Thursday nights is insane.
And for that, go to our Instagram. It's the Good Guys IG. Got the best flyers in the game right now for those Good Thursdays. Some fun flyers for that.
Hands down the best flyers. And before we continue on, don't forget today. Well, I ain't gonna say don't forget. I don't even know. Well, I mean, it should be in the headlines or something. But we got my brother DJ Khaled. We're gonna get him on the line with us in a minute. But then what we have Friday.
That was Thursday, Good Thursday at Rumor. Friday we had a Dante Whitner's dinner party at Red, which was crazy. We played all 90s music, by the way.
All 90s music.
From 9 to 1, all 90s music.
I got there a little late because I had a run. My run club, we do a Friday night run the last Friday of each month. Oh, Khaled just hit me. He's ready. We do a run the last Friday of each month, a late night run. It's like at 10 p.m., so we ran a couple miles, man, lit the city up. It was like 70 runners, glow sticks, neon bright clothes all through downtown while people going to party. They looking like, who the heck are these people? And we're just running. So I left from there, you know, went to the house, showered up, got over to Red. It was going, Mill was rocking. Then I got on the tables, rocked some more, all 90s music, man, great stuff. Left there, then we went to, what we do?
Drop Bar. We got a Drop Bar every Friday night. Friday flights with 8081.
Oh my God. Drop Bar. And that thing was going through the roof. If you don't believe us, man, y'all can check our social medias, man. DJ Steph Floss at Mill, at DJ Mill, underscore DJ Mill. Also, It's the Good Guys, man. And also 8081. Then Saturday, we split up. What did I do during the day on Saturday? Oh, I had to judge the Cavalier Girls tryout. I did something before that, though. Oh, radio station. I had to do some radio station appearances. Then I had to judge the Cavalier Girls trials. And then there was a brand new club opened up in Cleveland called C'est La Vie. Great night. It was a little hiccup. I ain't going to talk about the hiccup because I should talk about the hiccup. All right, I'm going to talk about the hiccup. But I'm only talking about the hiccup because the owners, they're getting it right. So, and this is for all the owners of any clubs in any city. And I don't want to get off a tangent because we do got to call my brother DJ Khaled. But I just want y'all to know, man, the most important things in the nightclub are liquor and music. without liquor and music, it's not a nightclub. I don't know what it is. The most important thing may be music. Because you might get, I've done a party back day where just something happened with the liquor, liquor license expired, but the party still went on because the jams was good. But the most important thing in a club is the music and the liquor. If you don't have music and liquor, you don't have a party. So with that being said, all of these clubs and around the country, they stock the bar. You get a full bar stock. That's perfect. People walk in, it's bar stock. There's no reason any DJ around the country should walk into a club and that not be DJ equipment. It just shouldn't happen. Turntables, mixer, CDJs, mixer, all of that. That should be that when you get a club or any kind of, you know, party and coming establishment, please have that stuff for the DJ. But, you know, it was a little hiccup this weekend. We got it together. They got it together now. So that's all I say. But it just sucks, man. We DJs, we coming in the club. We already, you know, maybe on the wave, and we looking to just come right in, plug in, and rock.
Right.
And, man, listen, it's hot. You got to bring equipment in. That's not right for the DJ. And then the promoters and all of that, y'all don't be wanting to pay the DJ extra compensation for the equipment. And that's what has to happen. And that's what's going to happen. But, you know, anyway. C'est La Vie, new club open in Cleveland. It's a beautiful spot, beautiful venue. The city definitely needed it. So Saturday nights, that's why I was at a meal.
I was at a cookout. My guy Lo and Keith, and shout out to Ant and Johnny. They do cookout at my guy's house every year. Got the pool in the backyard. They got the jacuzzi. Lots of women. They got the grill going. It's an open bar, and I end up DJing for like, sheesh, 7 hours. Seven to 8 hours each time.
You must love Lo.
I don't
you must love Lo. It must be a lot of women out there. I ain't been in a couple of years. Must be a lot of women and a lot of drinks.
Complain.
I'm saying.
They take good care of me.
All right. Lo had to write me a check. All right. That's good. This Sunday
was crazy.
Sunday was actually crazy. We had an event. We had the good guys go to the good guys take over Cedar Point. If you don't know what Cedar Point is, that woman got on a wedding gown. We have a meal house right now. Is them the same chicks? That's the same house from before.
No, I don't know.
I just seen a woman walk out of a house. It's 3:03 p.m.
90 degrees
outside. She just walked out the house with a baby, and she had a full wedding dress on. I don't know what's going on in Mill neighborhood, but Cedar Point is the biggest and the best amusement park in the world. It was voted number one in the world. I think it's number two for a few reasons.
I googled that. This is for the first time in 17 years they came in at number two. I forget which park they lost to. Well, they actually didn't lose, but you know, they lost the number one amusement park in the world ranking for the first time since the war started 17 years ago.
So the reason they're probably not number one now is because when we were out at the park, literally five of the roller coasters stopped for whatever reason. Thank God the roller coaster we decided to get on there. Now, I don't ride rides. Mill don't really ride rides, but
I kind of do. This trip was a test. I haven't been on a ride in about 5 years. My stomach was kind of crazy last time, so this trip was really the test to get some closure to see if it's over for me with the amusement park.
And it's definitely over for me. I mean, we'll probably have another event, but I'll just be playing the games. We got on this roller coaster. Only reason I got on is because we had people there, and they were like, yeah, Steph, get on it. Yeah, all right, well, I'll do it for the people because I'm the people's DJ. I'm here for the people. We get on the line. It's called the Rougarou. It's the newest ride there. I can't believe I got on that thing. It was ridiculous. It was super fast. I guess it really went. It was 60 miles per hour. That was fast to me. It was going crazy. Loops and turns. The thing is, the armrest, the straps or whatever.
Restraining bar.
We kept hitting our head alongside of it. Like, it was kind of loose or whatever. And when you hit the turns, boom, boom, head just felt like somebody was, you know, beating you up. It was ridiculous. All of us got off the thing. We all had headaches. We had to find aspirin and water. It was ridiculous. That's it for me with
the
rides.
My homegirl that was with me, her earring, she had her earring in, and her ear was bleeding.
What you mean
she got off?
What you mean she was with you?
She was with me, man.
Oh,
I had some friends in town this weekend. She was with me.
All right, well, see,
riding the rides with me.
All right, well, I was out there by myself. I'm just throwing that out there. The good guys, the good guy, the good guy, Mia. DJ Steph Floss, the good guy, and Mill.
That's what it is.
But we had to leave there, man. We had to get straight to the club. Sunday nights at Rumor, man, was going up. Shout out to our guy Dante Whitner, man. It was his birthday finale. So, you know, we ended it the right way. It was tiring, man, but it was a great weekend for the city of Cleveland, man. You know, a lot of people, like, we don't get a lot of tourist action and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? We don't get... For the most part, a lot of people you see in clubs and in these nightclubs, it starts to become like family, which I don't mind, you know what I'm saying? But we've been blessed. Our crew, 8081, the good guys, Clutch, LRMR, RWTW, Tagma, we've been blessed with the ability to, like, do some dope events, some trend-setting events, and, you know, we're going to keep doing that. Like, we're never going to do a mega, and not to downplay anybody that does these around the country, but we don't like them. The mega birthday bash is where you make a flyer and it's celebrating 45 people's birthdays. That's just not our style. That works for other people and that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's just, you know.
We're not here for that.
Yeah, I'm not here for that. We're not here for that. And, you know, we're trying to get the people what they want, but we also trying to get the people what they need, man. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you may know what the people need, and you just got to give it to them. And so that's what we're here for, the good guys. Let me get my brother.
Let's first of all, ask how much money did you spend shooting your broke jumper on?
Man, listen.
Before you finally. We stopped at four different basketball games.
Man, no, listen. Listen, man. Because
he decided to win.
No, because the other hoops was a little janky, but
and when he finally won, it was the baby toss.
No, I wasn't no baby toss. It's pitchers.
You could throw it underhand.
No, you couldn't. You could have, but you had to shoot it. And I shot two times in a row. Ask me how many he made.
I didn't even shoot.
Exactly.
I don't play games.
I
ain't there to play games.
I was there for the games in the front. Okay, let me call Callie. Hold on. So, I'm calling. We got to do this on speakerphone. We got the questions up.
I had them up.
Step was good.
Callie, what's popping, my brother?
Man, you know I'm vibing, man. You know, just celebrating right now. You know how many times top 10 on the way to be number one. You feel me? We out here hustling.
Oh, man, you get right to it. That's why I'm glad I got you on the podcast. Man, I got my brother Mill right here, man. This is our second episode. It's the Good Guys Podcast About Nothing, man, on Winner Circle Media. So this is our second episode. We wanted to get you on the first one, but we had to hurry up and put one out there on the streets for the iTunes. But I said second one, we definitely got to get Caleb, man. So, you know, I appreciate you being on here with us, man. How you?
Man, I'm blessed, my brother, man. I'm just, you know, working on my album. I'm almost done with it. I'm putting the final touches to it. You know, the single out right now, how many times? Video out on Vivo. How many times on iTunes? You know what I'm saying? Flying up the charts on the radio chart. We vibing, you know?
There it is, man. Speaking of the album, man. So,
yo, Callie, what's up? This is Mill, man. We got a couple questions for you. What's the process when you go into the studio to making a hit record? Like, what's your thought process?
I mean, you know, on my albums, you know what I'm saying? Because it depends on what project I'm working on at that time. But on my album, you know, it's just basically what's going on in my life. And, you know, the thought process is really just the energy, what's going on, and my growth and, you know, my winning mentality, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I changed a lot, you know what I'm saying, is the title of the album. So, you know, basically, you know, when I got with all the artists and, all the other producers that work with me as well, that we collaborated on, you know what I'm saying, I just let everybody know the energy and the vibe that I'm on, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I'm a hit maker, man. I make sure I put these records together and, you know, I make music with people I want to work with, that I'm a fan of, and as well as that I came up with, you know what I'm saying? Meaning as in, you know, just, you know, the climbing the mountaintop together, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a vibe, man. It's just all music is vibes, you know what I'm saying? But it's about putting the right the right beats together, the right hooks together, and everything. You know what I'm saying?
That's correct. That's crazy, because I was going to ask you to elaborate on it, but you kind of said that, because I was talking to a DJ friend of mine the other day. We was just talking about different DJs and their styles, and you came up, and it's like, you know, when Khaled puts out, like, he puts out songs, it's a, like, he puts out hit records. Like, that's his thing. At this point, you're known as, like, the hit record DJ. So it's like, when you go into the studio, you hear a track, you listen to these tracks, are you like, you heard the How Many Times track, you like, that's the one, that's gonna be the hit?
Yeah, I mean, it's just more than just hearing it. I had to, you know, basically, you know, creating from top to bottom, meaning as in, you know, just getting the, you know, with my team, shot the lead, you know what I'm saying, he's the best, and, you know, we got together and we collaborated on the track, and got the beat right, and then after that, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to make sure that we talk about the right things and present it to the artists. You know what I'm saying, when I presented it to the artists, they loved it, meaning as in, they love the track, they love the energy that I'm bringing. And from there, you know what I'm saying, we're piecing the record together, you know what I'm saying, from hooks to bridges to verses to intros to ad-libs. You know, it's a whole thing, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, these records just don't get made.
Right.
If it was that easy, you know, everybody would have a hit record. You know, that's what I do. I find hits, I make hits, and I put hits out, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, for every project is different, you know what I'm saying? But my projects, it's like, everything is tailor-made, meaning as in, it's just a energy that this is the goal and this is what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so for aspiring DJs or, you know, DJs in the game, could you give them any advice on how to go about building a brand?
Because at this point, you're a brand, man, and you know it from everything that you do on, you know what I'm saying, social media, you know, the We The Best. You got the memes going crazy. They just started going crazy out of nowhere. The another one. You know, that's all in your brand.
I've been so blessed that DJing took me to be a producer, and DJing producer took me to owning my own restaurant, to owning my own label, to having merch, and just have my own production company, have my own publishing company, have all these entities. I'm building this empire, man. You know what I mean? It started off with two turntables, you know what I'm saying? And a mixer and a mic, you know what I'm saying? And that's the blessing. We The Best, you know what I'm saying? I take my brand serious, meaning as in, you know, when you hear Nike, Just Do It, you know what I mean? Or Air Jordan, you know, like brands like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, consider We The Best up there with them, you know what I'm saying, or growing to be, you know, that mountain, that climbing that mountain, because We The Best is a brand where it relates to everybody, you know what I'm saying. Like, I didn't say I'm the best, I said We The Best,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and my brand is clean, it's good energy, and it's all about wins.
Right.
You know, anytime you look up We The Best, I'm not lying, we are the best, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, it's a number one record, or a number one sum, or the winner of this, or,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If it's the restaurant's the best restaurant. Like,
right.
It's, you know, it's just the truth, you know what I'm saying? We work hard, I work hard to make sure, you know, it is the best.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's crazy. You mentioned two things, man. I wanted to ask you about within everything you just said, man. First, you said, you know, it started off with two turntables, mixer, mic. And a lot of people, man, I know this. You know, I already knew this about you, but you could really get busy, man. A lot of people just think you know, you come to the club or whatever, you know, you hop on the stage, you know, you hop on the mic, you talk your talk or whatever, you hop on a record, talk your talk. But on those tables, you're really nice, man. I've seen it. I know it. So.
Oh no, I appreciate it. You know, it depends what event I'm at. Like, you know, the promoter has three options. You know, they can get DJ Khaled, or they can get the show, or they can get the full show. it depends. It depends how big the bag is for the promoter and the club owner or the arena owner. But those that know my story, I'm one of the best DJs in the world, and I mean that humbly, meaning as in, you know, I live, eat, sleep hip hop. That's what I do, man. Like, you know, I come from the vinyl. I come from
right.
Peter Piper, LL Cool J, Rock the Bells. You know what I'm saying? KRS-One, EPMD, you know what I'm saying, Rakim, Nas, Biggie, Pac, you know, Tribe Called Quest, and Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and, you know what I'm saying, and these vinyls that Public Enemy, you know what I'm saying, Rebel Without a Pause, certain vinyls, certain DJs know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, and this is what I represent. So, like, when it comes down to them two turntables, I'm not only nice, I'm one of the best in the world, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to ripping it, you know what I'm saying, and that's just the truth.
The promoter bag just got to be big enough.
I gotta let you know the truth, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's what we're here for.
Except, you know, when you're on them tables, you don't see nobody.
Exactly.
In a true way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know you DJ. You know you come before the Serato.
Right, you already know. 10 crates.
You know what I'm saying? I come before the computer. And I'm not disrespecting the computer at all. You know, hey, cool. But I'm, at the end of the day, is, you know, sometimes you got to know somebody's history and story because, you know, if you look at Jay-Z, and he's one of the greatest that ever did it, right? But you see him right now as a mogul. That's when you see Cal, you see him as a mogul. You see him promoting fights. You see him doing sports agency. And you see him making his albums, right? But a new generation might be like, I look at Jay-Z like just a big boss.
Right.
Man, that man Jay-Z will grab that mic and rip it down.
Right, 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 right.
And you better do his history because he got a catalog.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And that's what talent, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the new generation, they might not know. It's not their fault. You know what? Get to know a person.
Right, exactly.
Whatever you need to know. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, speaking of your restaurant, man, what's it called? Is it Finger Licking?
Yeah, it's called Finger Licking. This is the second Finger Licking that's been open in Miami. I'm invested in the franchise in the Miami Gardens, Carroll City location. It's been open for 4 days, and it's been amazing. First of all, the food is just incredible.
You know I'm a vegetarian, man. You got some vegetarian options for me down there, man?
We could definitely make that happen for you, my brother. It's not a problem. But, you know, our chefs back there, you know, we got this thing called Create Your Plate. And, you know, you can create what you want to create. You know what I'm saying? We ain't one of them restaurants where we going to give you a portion or something. Nah, the food going to fall over the plate. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited about it, man, because, you know, I think it's great for the community, and as well as not just great for the community, but also supplying. You know, I'm excited that we can get people more jobs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And at the same time, have fun with it. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You know, we got the coconut cake, we got the red velvet cake, we got the lobster, fried lobster, grilled lobster. We got the, you know, the other day somebody made Create Their Plate, they did a shrimp over the lobster with seafood rice. It's just a problem. Nah, I'm gonna be honest.
You get excited just talking about
and,
it.
You know, it's because the thing is that, I'm on my fitness thing, meaning as when I say my fitness thing, I'm just staying healthy,
right.
Staying strong, and staying wise.
And I'm proud of you, right. proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. And it's like, you know, I try to do as much as I can, and anytime I eat crazy too much, you know, I discipline myself and do better for the week later. At least I'm aware now. You know
right,
what I'm
saying? Right.
You know, back in the days I wasn't aware. Now I can maintain the vibe. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, with Finger Licking, what you said, with providing jobs for the community, man, that's real dope. And like, speaking of the community, we is actually discussing some stuff over here, man.
Callie, you know, I work with the kids, man. You know, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on with you know, with the police brutality and all. And, you know, dealing with hip-hop having such a huge voice. What are your thoughts on that? And how would you address the youth with dealing with, you know, like, I mean, cops and stuff like that in their community?
First of all that's going on right now is insane. It's crazy. I look at Instagram and I see all this stuff that's going on. I can't believe it. It's sad and it's scary, you know?
Very scary.
Because, you know, you can just get pulled over and it could be over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and that's what we're seeing, and it's sad, and it's crazy, and we gotta have justice because we can't allow this. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And when I say when we can't allow this in a way where we don't want our children to be the victim. You know what I'm saying? As well as ourselves, and I can't believe it. It's like every day is something, and it's like Right. I'm confused. Like, I've never seen nothing like this, and it's just crazy, and it's so evil, you know? Right. I think what we need to do is be more cautious. The other side of what we're going to have to do is now be more cautious. You know, if I get pulled over, I'm going to tell you right now. They say, yo, sir, you're speeding. Yes, sir, I was. I apologize.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want, what I'm saying is, basically what I'm saying is like, man, we can't trust it no more.
Right. Anything you say may backfire.
Right. So it's you know, I'm a type of person that pray a lot. You know what I mean? And I always pray for things to get better.
Right.
And to help us and protect us and keep a shield around us, because it's like, it's crazy, man. And I pray for all the families that have been victims, and it's just crazy, man. Like, it's crazy.
No, it's insane, man. So I'm glad you feel that way about it. I was telling somebody the other day, like, it's crazy that it should not, like, dying should never be a thought when I'm getting pulled over by the police, man. I shouldn't have to think like, dang, I might get killed off of this traffic stop or something. But the world we live in now, it's a thought, man. You know, we, like, you know what I'm saying, young and in the hood in any way, you always been nervous when the police, you know, pull up on you. But now it's like a different, it's scary. Like you said, it's scary, man.
Yeah, you know? It's scary. It is, man. It is. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it almost makes you not want to go out.
It's crazy. Right.
You know?
It's like, crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a type of person, you know, I work, I do my thing, I don't bother nobody, I go back to my hotel room, get back on my bus, I'm in my business, I'm out.
Right.
I mean, when I come home, you know, same thing, but it's like, you know, it's crazy, you go out, you know, might get worried, get pulled over. Like,
right. That's,
you know what I'm saying? Like, for, you know, no reason, or even if there was a reason.
Right. Even if,
you know, it's too crazy out there.
But yeah, man. But look, on a lighter note, man, you know I do my thing at Quicken Loans Arena, man, the home of the Cavs, man. Shout out to my Cavs. We fell a little short this year. And unfortunately for, you know, your amazing city of Miami, my brother had to come back home this year, you know. I know it ain't no hard feelings, but you still down with the Heat, right?
Of course. I'm on the Heat 100%, man. It's like I'm a Heat, man. I'm Miami Heat. I love Miami. Miami's my home. I love everything about Miami Heat, man. I feel like this year we're going to be super strong.
That's what I was going to ask you. Where you think y'all going to finish this year?
We definitely, it feels like, you know what I'm saying, we definitely going to go to the playoffs and win them and you know, pray to win the big victory. You know, at the end of the day, is that we winners. We are already champions. We got rings and we got flags and,
yeah,
and everything
go.
Hanging every day. So
question
the icons. You know what I mean? Our bench players are icons. It's just what happens. And you know, I was hanging out with LeBron the other day in Vegas. He came by Town Vegas when I was DJing, man. You know, LeBron, my friend, man, he's good people, man. And, you know, I'm happy for him, too, you know what I'm saying, for him to go back home and do what he got to do. There's nothing wrong with that. And at the end of the day is, you know, he used to play for the Heat, and he won some rings with the Heat. You know what I mean? And that's a blessing, man.
That is a blessing.
And it's good energy, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So funny, Khaled, anybody that knows me knows that I am a Heat fan myself. I've been a Heat fan. Coming up as a kid, Tim Hardaway was my favorite player. Michael Jordan don't count.
Yeah,
so Tim Hardaway, when Tim went to the Heat, I was down with the Heat since Tim Hardaway. So when Brian came to the Heat, it made it that much even.
It was perfect for me.
I used to be really torn between Cavs and the Heat when they, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm a Heat guy myself. I'm going to keep it funky with the world. I watch college basketball. I was upset when we drafted D-Wade. I wanted T.J. Ford. I'm glad I wasn't the GM, because that wouldn't have worked out.
Nah, you going deep now. You going deep.
I wanted T.J. Ford out of Texas.
But D-Wade, let me tell you something about that D-Wade, man. D-Wade, he's special, man.
Oh, he is.
He is.
One of the best two guards ever.
Ever.
Yeah, he's amazing. But he, as a person, he's a great guy, man. Like, D Wade is so real. We love him out here, man. That's why we call him Wade County. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not only one of the best to ever did it, but at the same time, he's good. He's a good guy, you know, good friend.
Yes, sir. Khaled, man. Appreciate you once again, man, for doing this. Hold on. Oh, yeah, before we get up out of here. So we, you know, this is our second podcast, but we was talking like we got to implement something into each show, man, to represent for Cleveland. So we just think about just asking, you know, everybody that we have on the show just something about Cleveland. So what we're going to ask you is the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Cleveland, what do you think?
DJ Steph
That's how we, that, hey, that's perfect. That's how we gonna end it. Yo, Khaled, my brother, we about to continue this podcast. I'm about to let you ride out, man. I appreciate you. One more time, man. How many times number one on the charts right now? You want to say something else about how many times before we go?
Man, yeah, I mean, actually, we number eight on our way to number one. But we gonna get there, and I just want to say thank you, Cleveland and Steph. You know already, man. Good looking, man, for always showing love, and look out for my new album. I changed a lot, and when you come to Miami, come eat that singing, looking in the Carroll City, Miami Gardens location.
You already know, Khaled. I'm gonna holler at you later.
Appreciate
brother.
You,
tell Jay Ones I said what up. Yes, sir.
That was good.
That was good. Once again, DJ Steph Floss Mill. We are the good guys. This is the podcast about nothing, man. Shout out to my brother Khaled, man. He talked about religion, sports, Jay-Z. Talked about it all, man. Most importantly, man, this police brutality that's going on in the world, it's no place for that. Nowhere in the world. Whether you black, white, Asian, Hispanic, you know, whatever, man. Like everybody, like all lives do matter. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta start really getting out to these kids about how to deal with, you know, police, because I think that's where it's start. We gotta start young.
Because the thing is, everybody's on edge. Like you can see what with the last young lady. Well, it's something else just that happened since then in Cleveland with the Cleveland jail. We got to figure out
where we at right now, actually.
So with Sandra, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, but like her reaction when she got pulled over is like that. My mother kind of reacts like that with stuff. So when I seen her reacting like that with the, I'm thinking like, man, this could really be my mother. Like, or that could, my temper is kind of, you know, like, is, you know, it could be anybody, man. Like that woman, she wanted to know why she was being detained and arrested. And it's like, one thing that I got from the guy, I mean, we about to wrap this up in a minute, but I'm sorry, I had to mention this. The guy said, you're being, he said something about you getting arrested for resisting arrest. It's like, that's not even, you can't even be arrested for resisting arrest. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't resist arrest. Like, why am I being arrested? You know what I'm saying? You can't arrest me for resisting arrest. Y'all see what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know, we have to have some changes. Some things have to change. And like we said, it starts with the youth. So, youth, if y'all listening, you know, say, please be smart. Please be precautious. Please,
I just do what the officer said.
Yeah, man. Please don't give anybody a reason. And if you have kids, you watching this, man, or listening to this, you know what I'm saying? Inform your kids of just everything, man, how to behave themselves in the streets when you're not there and things like that. So, you know, that's our moment. We about to get up out of here, man. I gotta go back to my house, man, and finish packing. We got Toronto. Should we give them a road trip? We're gonna give y'all a road trip edition.
The music playing in the background, everything. What we listening to, all that. But we out of here. We're gonna be gone for a week, but we're gonna have some, you know, we're gonna do some dope shows up there.
Once again, man, shout out to Winner's Circle Media members. Shout out to everybody with their podcast. Make sure y'all check out all the other podcasts. DJ Steph Floss Mill. We are the good guys, and this is the podcast about nothing.
There she go with her wedding gown.
There, look, she walking out with her wedding gown on right now.
And a folder.
Congratulations.
She going to an interview
with a wedding gown. We out, man.